This is a paid message from GoFundMe. Meet Juan Naula. When his son was hospitalized for a viral infection, Juan started a GoFundMe to pay for medical expenses.
It was $5,000 to pay the bill for my son, and I needed only 22 hours. It was amazing. People really trust on GoFundMe.
How did Juan raise $5,000 in less than a day? He posted a short video on GoFundMe, telling his story in 30 seconds.
30 seconds. Be specific, be quick, and tell what are you going to be using the funds for. I was nervous to do it because it doesn't feel okay to ask money, but you shouldn't be nervous. Sometimes you just have to do it and see the results. We were able to save my son's life. Thanks to GoFundMe that we still have my son with us.
Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This message reflects one person's experience.
The Claire Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
Now, have you ever considered getting income protection or perhaps critical illness cover? Are they just another added expense that you don't need or an essential that we should all have? Well, I'm joined now by wealth management advisor Lorraine Cook, who's director of Jigsaw Financial Solutions. Hello, Lorraine. You're very welcome.
Hi, Claire. Thank you very much.
So income protection, critical illness cover. I mean, we're all paying for a lot of things that come out of the bank account every month. Do we need these things?
The simple answer is yes. You can't afford not to be without them. It's when you become sick, that's when you realise, you know, how valuable that these policies are. If you look particularly at income protection, your income is your most valuable asset. If you don't have your income, so you're out of work sick, let's say, you know, you're in an accident, you know, you have to have surgery, things like that, and you're going to be out of work for a period of time. If you don't have, particularly for self-employed people, you know, mm-hmm. they're not entitled to social welfare benefits for illness cover. So how are you going to drive an income? How are you going to pay yourself?
Okay, but and you mentioned self-employed there. So we go through the different yeah. categories because some people will be working for companies that will be very, very good to them when it comes to yeah. illness or accident.
Yeah.
If they're in that type of a situation, do they really need income protection?
Yes, unless there's a scheme in place that the employer has. So if it's an employee and they're part of a scheme that the employer provides for them, then they will get the cover. So the employer may cover them, for example, for 6 months full pay, and mm-hmm. then they'll move over onto the income protection scheme. But if there's no scheme in place, remember statutory sick pay is only 5 days for PAYE workers. So after 5 days, it's at the discretion of the employer then whether or not they pay you. If the company, you know, financially can afford it, great, they may pay you. But what if it's long term? So the average period of time that somebody would be out of work, for example, if they had cancer or heart attack or a stroke even, is going to be at least 2 years. Mm-hmm. So can the company afford to pay the employees for that period of time? Likewise, if you're self-employed, how are you going to replace your income in that situation as well?
Okay. So, and I mentioned the two different things, income protection and critical illness cover. They are separate, aren't they?
Yeah.
So do you need to have both?
Yes. Ideally, it to have both, because income protection protects up to 75% of your salary, less your social welfare benefits, if you're entitled to social welfare benefits. That pays you, so it's 75% because there has to be an incentive for you to return to work. So that's covering your income, your bare essentials, your rent, your mortgage, etc., your utilities. Then with critical illness cover is, or specified illness cover as it's otherwise known as well, is a tax-free lump sum that's paid to you in the event of being diagnosed with a specified illness. So that gives you effectively 2 years, minimum you should have is 2 years net salary. So that would give you that lump sum that you can decide what you want to do with it, whether mm-hmm. it's to pay, you know, your mortgage, your bills, medical treatment, etc. So it gives you that relief. So the income protection is continuation of income, but your specified illness is your tax-free lump sum to enable you then to think about your recovery and think about your treatment.
Tell me how expensive this cover is, income protection and critical illness.
Okay, so income protection, I've had a look at a quote. So I just quoted on the basis of a 30-year-old versus a 40-year-old, just to see what the difference was. So if somebody, a 30-year-old, let's say, for example, if they're on 80,000 per annum, the maximum that they can insure their income for is 46,700 because they're entitled to social welfare benefits. Mm-hmm. The gross figure is 106 per month, and then you get 40% tax relief on that. So the 40% tax relief nets the premium at 63 euro per month. That's for a 30-year-old non-smoker, okay? Because smoker status does increase the premium.
It. Yes. And does that premium change then as you age?
No, it's a guaranteed premium. So the younger that you take out these policies, the better, based on your health, your youth, and non-smoker status, preferably, you know, because it is cheaper. And once you take out that policy, the premium is guaranteed until the policy ends.
So it does not change.
Does not change. The only change that you may add into it is indexation. And indexation means that the cover will increase at a set rate of indexation on the cover and the premium over the policy lifespan. So that's the only difference. So it's to keep the cover increasing, particularly with, you know, the cost of salaries increasing, you know, the cost of inflation. So that way then the cover can increase. And likewise, every 3 years, you will have a guaranteed increase option, which means you can increase your cover, no medical questions asked, by 20%. And that will increase the premium by the amount that you increase it by.
When you're taking it out in the first instance, do you have to have a medical? Do you have to have a
conversation? Not necessarily. It depends on the health information from the okay. person taking the cover.
And there's nothing in this, like there's nothing, there's no savings here for you. You're not putting this, it's not a plan where you're going to get to your retirement and you have money there. This is not that.
No, this is insurance. Exactly. This is an insured benefit. So if you are out of work due to accident, sickness or disability on the income protection side, or you were to get a specified illness such as cancer, heart attack, stroke, loss of limbs, loss of, you know, sight, etc. There's about 47, 48 illnesses covered depending on the insurer that would pay the tax-free lump sum. So you're insured for these benefits. And we see the claims, and the claims are increasing. They're increasing not just because people are getting sick, because more people are actually taking out insurance, which is great. But from that, we're seeing the highest claims are cancer for women, heart attacks for men, followed by stroke.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's so important because the claims are on the increase.
Should you have critical illness cover for your children?
It's actually covered on your policy free of charge if you have it. So your children are covered for life cover and specified illness cover if you have that on your policy free of charge. You don't have to name your dependents, and they're covered up to age 21.
Okay, so what you said to us at the beginning was this is particularly relevant for people who are self-employed. So that's your starting point. But in an ideal world, in your view, everybody who is working should have this.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. And but there is, as you say, the tax bounce back from this as well. So 40% on the income protection, is it the same for critical illness cover?
No, there's no tax relief on the critical illness
cover.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the luxury end, is it?
It is, yeah. So, you know, it is the 40% tax relief if you're paying 40% tax. So otherwise, it's 20% tax relief. But if you do, if your salary increases, obviously, you get the 40% rebate, you know. So so it's very important to note that, because the government are incentivizing people to have these policies by giving the tax relief because of the reliance on social welfare. Social welfare, PAYE workers, you know, they will be entitled to illness benefit provided they've paid enough PRSI over the last 2 years. But self-employed people, no, unless they're long-term sick, then they can apply for, you know, invalidity pension and so forth.
Okay. So. Lorraine, thank you very much. That's really interesting. Lorraine Cook, Director of Jigsaw Financial Solutions.
The Claire Byrne Show
with Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.